Welcome back to the Main Green Money Podcast. I am Destiny, and I will be your host.
And I'm Kaylee, the producer.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about self-care and money. Before we get into that, we'll do, like, updates and everything. So, Kaylee, let's do Rose and a Thorn. You can go first.
Okay. So, for anyone who doesn't know what a Rose and a Thorn is, you talk about your highlight of the week and your thorn of the week. Your
downfall.
Downfall. Thank you. My rose this week is that I got coffee yesterday at Dutch Brothers, which is my favorite coffee place. And it's in McKinney. Mm-hmm. There's one in McKinney, so it's about like 40-ish, 45 minutes away. My thorn of the week so far is that my class got canceled this morning, but he announced the announcement as soon as I pulled into the parking lot and parked. And I looked at my phone and class was canceled. And I was like, well, I'm not going home and losing this spot. So I will sit on campus till my shift starts.
Let's see. For me, Rose, I've been doing more like, I don't necessarily like exercise because that sounds kind of like but I have been doing more like I guess physical activity, we'll say that. I walked to and from class yesterday. I guess the rose of that is like it's finally not being so hot in Denton so that I can finally like get outside and walk. And for a while, like, I was like kind of scared to do it because like I was walking by myself and, you know, safety first. But now I'm like, okay, so I walked to and from class yesterday. It made me feel real good. I sat on the balcony for like 2 hours afterwards and read a book. So, you know, finding my peace. So that's kind of like the rose of the week. The thorn, oh my gosh, I have a 5-page paper due tomorrow. That is the thorn of my week. I have a 5-page paper due tomorrow, and I started today. Whoever's listening, do not procrastinate at all. But, you know, we're majority of the way there, 3 pages deep. You know, when we got 2 pages left.
Two, and you have all of tonight.
Yeah.
It's due tomorrow.
Yeah.
Morning or night?
11:59.
So
I have 2 days, technically.
So technically you're not that procrastinating.
Yeah. So, that's the thorn. I have a lot of work to do and a little short period of time to get it done. But, you know, we moved. It's college. So.
Exactly.
Left.
Okay. Do we have any office updates? Anything that's going to happen soon that we want to tell the peeps?
Investopedia is coming up. I know that's an event that we have coming up. I would definitely recommend for anybody that's listening, come out if you're interested in knowing, like, the basics of investing. I heard there's going to be some special guests that you guys can ask questions to. So I definitely tune in for that if you're interested in investing or anything. Game of Life, we're having that come up. I know that's another program event that we're having. So if you have issues or if you're struggling kind of with making sure that you're budgeting, you know, your lifestyle, or if you're a freshman and you're looking towards moving out next semester and you want to kind of get a glimpse of what, I don't want to say real life, but like what life looks like after living off campus, I would definitely say go to that event because you'll get a little bit of a taste of, you know, what kind of bills and stuff you can expect after moving off campus. Do you have any updates?
I think we have Small Business Big Impact, where we're going to talk about, as a college student, how you can start a small business that is relevant, that you can kind of like more along the lines of a small side hustle, not a small hustle, mm-hmm. a side hustle, but how you can make that grow into something bigger post-grad career. So tune in for that. I will be a part of it. So you'll maybe see me in real person. Instead of hear me, you'll get to see what I look like.
So I think it's all updates, for the office. Do you have anything else?
You have any world events, any world news you want to share that you know of?
Not really. Honestly.
No? I read the news. So as of now, they have a suspect for the Zodiac Killer. I don't know if any of y'all care about true crime. That's a big unsolved murder. And IOTC's on strike right now, which is the union. Well, they're not on strike. They voted to go on strike. I'm just adding this for laughs, but not for laughs, but for interest. The stage employee workers for all TV and production mm-hmm. are going to go back to the negotiating table for better wages and things.
Oh, I did see that. Mm-hmm. We all know this. Instagram and Facebook was down.
Yes.
The other day. So they said, you know, Apple isn't really messing with it. I didn't read too deep in the article, But they said that some stuff was going on and that somebody, I guess, like, deleted some of, like, the apps, like, configurations and stuff. So that's why it was down. But they also said that the companies, I guess, were doing stuff on the back end that was not very much so legal or something that a lot of people want to participate in. So Apple is kind of looking towards if they even want Facebook and Instagram to even be available for Apple products anymore. I've heard that. And they're kind of, like, going through the phases of all of that. I know it's getting higher up in government, kind of looking over Facebook and seeing what's actually going on. So that is my world events to kind of add in.
Well, welcome to the news. So today we're going to talk about self-care and money, which it might sound different that I'm hosting the conversation, but I am. Mm-hmm. So at first, I kind of want to talk about what self-care means to us, because I think it means different things for different people. Destiny, what does self-care mean to you?
So actually, side note, I am in a student organization, and we're kind of talking about that, and I saw we had a definition for self-care, and I really do feel like it's, like, a great definition for it. So the one that we found, it says that self-care means we are recognizing the relationship we have with ourselves and prioritizing it. This means we have to put in intentional effort to sustain it. Sometimes it means calling ourselves out on the things we are doing that aren't healthy for us. I feel like that's, like, the best part of, like, the definition that I kind of took home, because a lot of the time we talk about self-care and kind of, like, boosting our morale, boosting our confidence, you know, boosting self-love, things of that nature, not only, like, external but also internal. But I feel like we kind of leave out the part of, like, kind of recognizing the bad habits that we have and kind of growing from that, or kind of recognizing the stuff that we have in our life that isn't benefiting us anymore and kind of, like, recognizing it and kind of actually taking action on those things. So I feel like that's also a big part of, like, what self-care is. Like you said, it is different for a lot of people. So for me, self-care is literally, like, reading a book, taking a bath, lighting a candle. That's kind of, like, what self-care is for me. It's also going to eat crab legs when I get paid. You know, stuff like that. That's what self-care is for me. But, I mean, I know it's different for everybody. So, what about you?
So, we did a presentation about this, me and Courtney, one of our coworkers. And I still stick by my definition that I made in that video. Self-care to me is things that you do for yourself, by yourself, for yourself. I repeated that again. But things you do by yourself, for yourself. And so to me, like, the way I practice self-care is by playing Sims, reading a book like you, or if that just means me going to drive around the DFW area by myself and listening to music, that's what I consider my self-care, because it is by myself and it is for myself, with no obligation to make everyone around me happy doing it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the by yourself, for yourself is definitely something that should be emphasized. I feel like a lot of the time we, I don't know, like, as people, we kind of feel like we have to do things with others, or, like, mm-hmm. things don't feel productive unless there's somebody else there. And I honestly, for me, I feel like self-care, I don't feel like I'm doing self-care unless it's by myself. Like, I don't feel like it's actually benefiting me unless it's genuinely by myself. Example, like, me and my roommates had self-care night last night. And so, like, you know, we watched movies, did face masks, we made, like, desserts and stuff like that. And yeah, it was good, you know, to take a break from, you know, school and life and everything and kind of just, like, relax. But it also didn't directly feel like self-care for me, because it isn't what typically self-care looks like for me. Here lately, like I said earlier, like, the whole, like, walking just on the balcony. The balcony has been, like, self-care for me. I literally spend majority of my day outside, and I've kind of come to the realization that outside is, like, peace for me. Kind of off topic. Growing up back at home, I kind of lived, like, you know, in the country. So I was always sitting on the front porch as a kid, and, like, I literally would just sit there, like, just look at the trees, you know, just be chilling, vibing, you know, listening to music. And so, like, as I moved to college and I kind of got in the lifestyle of being a college student, I kind of lost that. I lost sight of, like, how much I feel at peace, which is, like, being. And so, like, now I literally sit on the balcony, I kind of just look out at, like, you know, the city of Denton, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm really a small piece of, like, a bigger puzzle. And so it kind of, like, brings me kind of, like, you know, like, calm to know that, like, oh, I do have problems, but, like, they're literally small compared to everything else that's going on. And really being by myself, I feel like I've learned so much more about myself. Like, I will literally sit there and be like, oh, I like doing this. I kind of hate doing this. And I kind of do this for other people. And I feel like a lot of the time a lot of our self-care, a lot of the stuff that we do is because we think like, oh, this is what self-care is supposed to look like. Or, oh, this is how my best friend participates in self-care. And that's not always what's beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, again, example I have two. Yesterday I had a big paper due. And so I wrote it, and my self-care was that I couldn't write it at home. So I took myself and I went to the Environmental Science Building, which is one of my favorite buildings on campus, and I wrote it there. But after, I rewarded myself by going to get coffee at my favorite place. But I think the self-care for me in that was the drive. Much like your childhood and you hanging out on the porch, I did that as well. But mine was going on drives, like with my grandma or with my mom, just going out and like driving has always been something soothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have my own car and I can do it whenever I want, I love doing that. And it gives me a peace of mind that I can be in this car, I can be in this element, and like all that matters is where I'm going. I can listen to music, I can be alone in my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I do for self-care. And I also, this morning, like I mentioned, my class was canceled, so I had all this time. I watched movies, which is another part of my self-care, is watching movies that I want to watch, not that have obligation that my friends want to watch me watch or that I have to watch for class. It's just stuff that I found on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, I don't know, what yeah. I was...
I feel like a lot of self-care or a... part of self-care that, like, is done every day. I hate to sound so, like, Gen Z. But, you know, on TikTok, like, they have, like, the whole trend of, like, romanticizing your life. And
mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like that's, like, one of my favorite trends out right now. Just because I feel like it's something that's very beneficial. I feel like it's literally a piece of self-care every single day. And if you guys don't know what, like, romanticizing your life looks like or what that's supposed to be or what that means, it's kind of just, like, taking regular tasks and making them, like, romanticizing them. So, example, if you want to read a book, okay, you can read a book, yeah, you can read it at home, but, like, romanticizing your life would be, okay, let's go to your favorite park, let's put a picnic blanket, let's get, like, some snacks, and let's just go read it by yourself, like, out in the open. Or romanticizing your life could be, okay, I want brunch. How about I take myself out to brunch? How about I get dressed up nice? I take pictures. Like, it's kind of like actually romanticizing the small things that you do and kind of making them a bigger deal. And I feel like that's like, I'm at a loss for words. I feel like it's essential and it's like vital to do
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we kind of forget how big the little things are. And so I feel like that is like a way that, especially if you're still on campus or if you're a student, like lives in the dorms, you can't sit on your balcony or you don't have a car, you can go on drives. Can't watch movies if you don't have Netflix. You know, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I feel like even trying to take what you already have and kind of romanticizing it can be a form of self-care. You don't always have to go to, you know, the ends of the earth for self-care. You don't always have to, you might not have all of the means for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
But self-care does look different for everybody and it is feasible for everybody. But it also is you kind of sitting down and saying, okay, what do I like? What makes me feel good? What gives me that feel-good endorphin? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's kind of another way that I've kind of been participating in self-care is, you know, romanticizing the small things.
Thinking you're the main character.
That. I love that trend, too.
Mm-hmm. When you're walking across campus, you pretend that those college tours are, like, those students are looking at you and being like, I want to be her.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
You're the main character.
You're the main character.
Like, and that's a big thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times we kind of forget that, like, in our lifestyle, you are the main character. Like, yes, you are a college student here at UNT. Yes, UNT is huge. Yes, it's diverse. Yes, there's a lot going on. But you, at the end of the day, like I said, you are a small piece of the bigger puzzle. And you kind of have to look at it and look at your life and say, okay, I am the main character of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am the driver of change for everything that's going on. So unless, like, everything that else that happened to me is a ripple effect of, like, kind of, like, what you choose. So if you choose to, you know, put on your favorite outfit and walk to class and be, you know, the baddest walking across campus, do that. Because, you know, it's going to make you feel better and you are the main character of your life. And that's what you kind of deserve to see yourself as.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's also another form of, like, everyday self-care. Is continuing to let yourself be the main character.
Mm-hmm. And have self-love. You can't take care of yourself if you don't love yourself.
Yeah. And that, I can definitely say, like, testimonial, it does take time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff, a lot of self-love comes from kind of acknowledging those insecurities you have and kind of, like, working towards them. Or kind of, like, bettering them. And, you know, another trend that's going on, hate to be Gen Z, but, you know, healing that child, your inner child. I feel like that's another form of self-care, like, I've been doing. And, you know, like, looking into everything, like, I feel like that's one of the, I don't want to say one of the best, but, like, one of the ways that you can do it without having to kind of stretch yourself thin, mm-hmm. as far as, especially, like, money, like, it is free. Like, healing your inner child is, like, something that you can do on your own, and, like, you don't have to really put money towards it. Like, you don't have to go see a therapist to kind of do that. You kind of look at your habits and say, okay, why am I this way? Or why do I react this way when things happen to me? And then look back at your childhood and say, okay, what happened to me as a child that made me react this way? And how can I heal my inner child?
Mm-hmm.
So, example, oh my gosh. Example for me is kind of like I have like attachment. Like I don't attach myself to people. And it's really just because early on in my life, like I had people come in and out. And so like as to heal my inner child, I kind of tell myself like, oh, like not everybody is here to leave you. Like it is okay to kind of like hold value to people and relationships and like things that are going on. So I kind of like have to kind of like give myself advice, if that makes sense, to my, like, childhood self, like, childhood destiny, and kind of tell myself, like, it's okay. And I feel like that's a form of self-care because with that, I'm healing as I go forward. I'm kind of, like, building my self-love because I'm healing the child that I was and, like, the stuff that didn't get, that someone else didn't heal for me, if that makes sense. So, yeah, that's, like...
Well, no. I think, well, no, and I'm willing to share, I think, something that I have, I think, recently, just because it happened in this last week, and I did that, I was helping heal my inner child, realizing that I don't have to be alone, and that I can go out to my friends and ask them to be with me, because I was alone a lot as a child, and so I just assume that that's, like, my natural state, and now I know that I can reach out to my group of friends and be like, do you want to go out with me? Do you want to come over and like watch something with me? Like, I don't have to be alone. So I understand how you feel. Healing that inner child is really important, and it makes you a better person when you can realize those things are not like contingent, and you don't have to keep them forever.
Yeah.
That was deep. So now to kind of talk about the other half of self-care, we're talking about the money aspect and how you can, I think where I want to go with this is how you use your money to participate in self-care and how money affects your self-care.
So for me, I would say I use money on self-care when it comes to like monetary things, or like it depends on the type of self-care I'm trying to do. Example, so like some days I'll be like, oh, okay, here's an example, like I said, I've gotten more into, like, reading books. So, for me, you know, if you are a reader or, like, if you ever have gone to a bookstore, you will realize, like, going in now, the books are expensive. Like, they're really, really high. And so, you know, being the broke college student I am, I can't always, like, just afford to spend $25 on a book just to kind of, like, appease my self-care. And so sometimes some people see that and see it as very daunting. It's like, oh, I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. And for me, it's not that I can't, it's just kind of like I don't want to. So I've kind of gone towards, I find like free books that I can read. We all know that you can find books online. Stuff like that. I've been doing, like, even having like the Kindle app, it's cheaper for me to pay for it monthly and just read as many books as I want to than like do it the latter. So that's kind of like where I spend my money when it comes to like books and stuff. I spend a lot of money when it comes to self-care on candles, honestly. I'm a big candle person, so like I spend a lot of money on candles when it comes to self-care. So like, but I actually do it responsibly. I'll go to TJ Maxx and Ross and, you know, stuff like that and get bigger size candles for the same price versus going to Bath & Body Works where I'm getting a $25 candle and it's literally only gonna last me a month. So I kind of do that. Self-care also looks like when it comes to money, like food mm-hmm. is like I'm a big foodie. So food is like big for like self-care for me. So, sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'll spend $35 on this seafood meal, but it's really because seafood like actually does like make me feel good. But I also don't want, you know, the listeners to feel like you have to go out and spend money on self-care. I don't feel like it's something that you have to do because I do a lot of forms of self-care that I don't have to spend money on. And that's even if it's just like going on a walk around campus. That's free. I don't really have to spend money to do that. So I feel like it's kind of back and forth when it comes to the money.
I spend money on, much like you, I spend money on food. Food brings me happiness. I spend a lot of money on coffee because I enjoy drinking coffee. And I spend money on going to the movies, but I think the way that I can, the way that I, like, kind of justify that expense, because I do end up going to the movies a lot, is that I get rewards and I do reward programs.
Yeah.
Like, on Fandango, I have awards, so every four movies I go, I get $5 off, which is basically, like, I'd only pay $3 for a
mm-hmm.
ticket. And then Cinemark has rewards, so reward programs are really where I what am I looking for? Like, justify the expense. What else do I spend money on? I spend money on books like you, but I am a very big physical reader,
mm-hmm.
so I do be spending a lot of money on books, but I have a backlog right now, so I buy a lot at once, and then I'm like, I have months to go through all of this. And I spend money on gas because I'm driving everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like a lot of the times, like, the challenge with self-care is a lot of people feel like it's expensive. And if you guys don't get anything out of this, I want you guys to get out that self-care does not have to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Self-promo. We have a whole presentation here at SMC about self-care and money, and it kind of tells you, like, we kind of give you cheaper examples of how you can do self-care, or how you can even create, you know, like, your own self-care stuff. That's like a face mask or a body scrub, stuff like that, really on the cheap, like, literally under $12,
mm-hmm.
To be able to still participate in it. Self-care does look different for everyone. It doesn't have to be expensive at all. It can literally be romanticizing your life. That is free self-care. It can be, you know, making yourself feel like you're the main character. That is literally
free
self-care. Self-care doesn't always have to be, like, lavish, like, oh, I'm going to go on a spa day at this
mm-hmm.
expensive spa. Like, it doesn't always have to be that. But we're not shaming that if it is. Because if you are doing that, you know, props to you. I would love to try it. But it just doesn't always fit in everybody's budget that way. I would definitely say one kind of method that we talk about when it comes to, like, budgeting, you know, after life is, like, the 50-30-20. And that's 50% goes towards needs, 30% goes towards wants, 20% goes towards savings. And when I kind of guide people through that, I kind of tell them, like, in that 30% that you have of wants, add in, like,
self-care.
Like, account for self-care in those wants. Because, yes, you, like, you want to go get this fast food, or you want to go to this concert, or you want to go out with your friends, yes. But self-care is something that should be a want for you. That should be something that's, like, literally accounted for. So even if you're just going through your budget and saying, okay, I'm going to give myself $30 for self-care for this month, that is a way that you can do that, that it's still fitting within what you already have and fitting within your means, but you're actually accounting for it. And it's not just, like, a random day of, oh, I want to do this, and you don't have the money for it, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Yeah.
All in all, I feel like, you know, self-care is different for everybody. It might not look the same for you as it looks for someone else. Just like we gave the example that Kaylee's self-care doesn't look like mine, and Destiny's self-care doesn't look like Kaylee's. But you kind of have to find what self-care works best for you and what actually kind of, like, hits home for you and is actually making you feel like you are growing as a person. You are giving back to yourself just like you would give back to somebody else. You want to make sure that you're actually investing time in yourself, just like you invest time into your schoolwork or your friends or your student organizations. It is important to make sure that you are participating in self-care, because if you don't, sometimes you can't get behind. Or you can start to feel kind of groggy and feel like, you know, I'm not doing enough for myself. You always want to make sure that you are the top priority, because, you know, you are going to affect everything else. With that, I also want everyone to know, you know, self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Self-care doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be grand. It is a way to kind of participate in self-care on a budget, or to participate in self-care and still be within the means of, you know, your living situation. So self-care, you know, participate in it, do what you can. And yeah, if you guys are still listening, go on our Instagram and find our promo and tell us what type of self-care you'd like to participate in. Because we'd be really interested to see what you guys like to do, and maybe me and Kaylee might try it ourselves and let you know on the next episode how it goes.
Hi guys, it's Kaylee, and this week we have a special addition to our episode where we got to interview Maria Larson, who's the GA assistant for Homecoming, and so please enjoy.
Hi Maria, so we were wondering if you'd explain your position and what you enjoy about it.
Hi, so my position is I'm UNT Homecoming Crew Student Director, and for my position, I'm responsible for working with the crew members and our advisor to oversee everything that goes on for Homecoming, make sure all the crew members stay on track, hold one-on-ones with them, serve on the University Homecoming Committee, and kind of serve as a liaison between students and faculty for Homecoming Week. And the thing I enjoy about it is getting to work with students and plan Homecoming and make it even better than it has been in previous years, and just work with a group of students who are all really driven.
So can you give us a brief history of homecoming?
Yes. So the first homecoming was celebrated in 1927, and that was just a celebration of alumni coming back to UNT and celebrating. And then from there, it grew into, it continued to grow. Then a few years later, it became associated with a football game, and then it continued to grow. And now it is a week-long celebration with events every day.
So can you give us an overview of this year's program and any event you're particularly excited about?
Yes. So this year I'm excited for all of our events. They're all really exciting. We are keeping some former traditions and then also incorporating some new ones. And so the week will kick off on Monday with our homecoming picnic, which is tradition. Students can come, get some food, hang out, hear a small reception, and kick off the homecoming week. And then we also have three service events like we always do. We're doing Rise Against Hunger, where people can come and package food for other countries. And then we're also doing toy making for dogs at the Denton Animal Shelter out of upcycled t-shirts. And then we're also doing a donation drive for Eaglethon, so people can come and donate supplies to benefit the kids at Cook Children's Medical Center. And so it'll be really exciting, good way to give back to the community. And then we also have Scrappy Games, which will be at Apogee Stadium, where students can come and compete in games, get to work with their teams, and earn points. And it'll be really fun. We have both mind games and physical games, so there'll be something in there for everyone. And then Wednesday will be Yell Like Hell, so that's another one of our traditions. And so organizations can come, compete in dances, and really just put their skills to the test. And at the end of the night, there will be a winner. And then Thursday will be Funky Fest, which is traditionally known as Spirit Bash, but we're calling it Funky Fest this year because of the 70s theme. And so I'm really excited for that. There'll be lots of events. It's 5 hours long in the union, so there's something in there for everyone. And then Friday is our traditional bonfire. And so the Talons are working super hard to build the fire. And then Friday night, it will be lit, and alumni will come back, students will be there, and everyone's excited. And especially with our 70s theme, I think it'll be a really good spirited week.
And then, why do you believe students should be excited for homecoming?
Students should be excited because homecoming is just a big celebration of UNT spirit and tradition. And it's a great way to kind of give back to your university and remember why you're here and why you love it so much. And alumni will be back, there will be lots of events, there's opportunities to compete with your organizations as well as on an individual level. And so it's just really exciting overall.
Well, thank you. Is there any social media or anything that they should follow to keep up with homecoming?
Yes, we are on Instagram and Twitter at UNT Homecoming. And we would love for you guys to follow us. We have updates about all kinds of different things, student spotlights, everything like that. So definitely follow us. And we hope to see you on November 7th through 13th.
Thank you guys for listening in to Maria's little tidbit about homecoming. Make sure that you come out and show support to the university for homecoming. And thank you guys again for listening. Again, I'm Destiny, and I am your host.
And I'm Kaylee, the producer.
And we will see you guys on the next podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media, which can be found at UNT_money. Make sure that you check our website for any events and upcoming presentation and things that we have. And we'll see you guys next time.